Tonight on the Pageant Cast, we're so excited. I have Nikki Huber, Miss Earth Illinois 2011 on the line. TKPN is on the air. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Pageant Cast, episode 324.
And we are live. This is the Pageant Cast. So glad that you could all join us. We're live in Muskego, Wisconsin. And I have on the phone with us tonight Nikki Huber, Miss Earth Illinois 2011. Hey, we got a lot to talk about tonight because, of course, Miss America happened just two nights ago. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day here today. But do want to just mention that Miss America was held, and it is so exciting for a guy from Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin is known as a pageant state, that we finally have, we have finally got a Miss America from Wisconsin. It's been over 40 years. So we're very excited about that. Now, if you want to know about my impressions of the pageant itself, of course, what you're going to have to do in that case is check it out over at pageantcast.com. We released a video just a few days ago on that very subject. We are so excited tonight that we're going to get things going. Now, Nikki was not able to make it into the studio here tonight. We will release this show as an audio file out on pageantcast.com, but you can see the full video out at ustream.com. And, of course, if you're watching live, make sure to make your comments down in the chat room just below me here, and let us know what you'd like to ask Nikki, particularly if it's a probing question. We always like those. Okay, it's time now to get things started with the Pageant Cast. TKPN. And we are here with Nikki Huber, Miss Earth Illinois 2011. Hello, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi, it is so nice to finally talk to you. It's been months and months and months that we have been corresponding on the old Facebook, and now we finally get to talk a little bit. Great that you could join us this evening.
I'm so happy I could join you. I wish I was there in person, and I will be one day.
Okay.
I will be there in person.
I'm going to hold you to that. And
Scout's honor.
Scout's honor. Okay. Okay. That's
yeah,
that's the real stuff.
On that one.
Absolutely. So tell us, Nikki, just a little bit about your pageantcedents. You've been involved in a lot of different pageants. You obviously are the current title holder for Miss Earth Illinois 2011, but you've been around the pageant scene for a while. What type of pageants have you been in?
My first pageant experience was with Miss Illinois Teen USA. I started doing pageants, I guess you could say, a little bit later on than some girls. A lot of girls start at a very young age. I started about my sophomore year of high school, and I fell in love with pageantry from the day I walked in to the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place to participate in Miss Illinois Teen USA. I placed in the semifinals. Each year I competed, and from there I started competing for Miss Illinois USA.
Okay.
Again, organization is amazing. Chaperones are wonderful.
Yep.
The girls, you know, there's such a misconception that pageant girls are catty and, you know, you better watch out because your zipper will be cut. But for all the years that I competed at Illinois USA, I believe it was about 5 or 6 years I competed, I never had a situation like that. We all looked out for each other and we really believed in each other. If you didn't make it into the top 15 and your roommate did, you better believe you were cheering her on.
Mm-hmm.
As well as getting other girls to cheer her on. So that's been my experience with the USA organization, but I then competed for Miss Earth Illinois in Evansville, Indiana, against 5 other girls, and I am proud to say that I won my crown. I won my title.
Well, so. Fantastic. Now, did you go on to nationals then?
That happens to be a funny little story, Tim.
Okay.
I was all prepped, ready to go to nationals, had my tan on. You know, I was doing my nutrition and exercising properly. I had my hair ready to go, did my interview. My forms were filled out. And I was actually called by 20th Century Fox and NBC to be a bunny on NBC's The Playboy Club. And the day we started filming was the same day as nationals.
Oh, yeah.
I know. So that was a huge, huge letdown as far as the pageant was concerned. But, you know, I had 30 seconds to tell the network I need to call my state director, I need to call my sponsors and figure this out. And I'm very, very grateful that Teresa and Jade, who are my directors, were understanding. And they said, you know what, Nikki, you can compete at Miss Earth next year, but you cannot guarantee that you'll be able to be on a network television show again.
Well,
and they told me to go ahead and try for my dream that I've been trying for years and compete at another state title level this year, or in 2012, that is, and in hopes that I win and I can go to Miss Earth United States Nationals in 2012, hopefully, if I win the state title this year.
Well, absolutely. I mean, how can you back away? That's network television. And I watched every single episode, and I was doing Nikki Watch, waiting. In fact, I think I mailed you a couple of times. Where were you exactly? I was trying to figure out where you were.
Well, they chopped off all of my hair. So that was a big doozy for people trying to figure me out with my 1960s bob. They were very adamant about no wigs being used.
Okay.
I believe only principal characters used wigs, and that wasn't even a full wig. They would use hair pieces. Myself and a few other girls were the only ones really willing to just chop it off. They chopped off about 12 inches of my hair.
Wow.
Which was a big deal, but being a performing arts major, I, again, had those few seconds to tell myself, I'm a serious actress.
Right.
Hair grows back. And I tried to rally up some of the girls and say, you know what, ladies? We all have hair. It grows back. And we're going to cut it off. And we're going to get extensions and go to lunch and cry over our hair extensions and have a little lesson on how to put them in and make them look fabulous. So that was the joke.
Hey, you could have had to roll in the girl with the dragon tattoo. They did a lot more than cut some hair for her.
Yeah, they chopped it off. They shaved it off. Yeah, I heard her audition story, actually, is pretty interesting. I don't know if you've heard it. Do you want to hear it?
Sure, absolutely.
I was told by a friend through the grapevine that when she auditioned, she went in, and it was either the day before she got the role or the morning before, and they said, you know, you look too clean, you look too pristine.
Okay.
And apparently production told her, and I'm not condoning that everybody does this, but this is what production told her to do for her dream. And they told her to go out and party. And she's of age, everyone, so this is not
right.
for the young. They said, go out and don't sleep. Pull an all-nighter and come back in. Because they didn't believe she could look edgy enough. And she was telling them, you know, I can do this. I am the part.
Yeah.
And apparently she went out, and she pulled an all-nighter, and she said she's never pulled an all-nighter in her life. And she came back in and read all of the lines, and they loved it. She proved to them that she could be raw and edgy and be outside of the cookie-cutter mold that they thought that she was in.
Well, and she's got some Oscar buzz coming up. And,
and
let's face it, that's a role that I don't think for many roles you would be given that advice, but for that particular role.
Exactly. You know, she needed to take the risk, and maybe she went against her gut in that moment, and I believe that everybody needs to trust their gut instincts. And I'm sure she called someone and said, you know, what's your thought on this? And she may have questioned her gut, but there's always a time to take a risk. But it's a responsible risk that she took, and it obviously paid off in the long run for her career. So good luck to her. Hopefully she wins that Oscar, because she went all at it.
Yeah, she went all in, as they say in the poker.
Hey, she dove right in head first.
All right. Hey, we're already at the end of the first segment. Can't believe it went that quickly. We're going to be coming back with more with Nikki Huber. She's Miss Earth Illinois 2011 in just a moment. Don't anybody go anywhere. More of the Pageant Cast in the next few moments.
The Pageant Cast is on the road again. We just signed up. We're going to be back at United America 2012. Now, it's a different time of year, folks. It's June 22nd through the 24th. It was in October. Now it's in June, but it's the same great place. It's in Austin, Texas. And I heard about one of the very special things that we're going to be doing there. That's exclusive. The only place in the world you can see what we're going to be doing is in Austin, Texas. You're going to find out. That's going to be released with a lot of other information. Check their website. We'd love to see all of you at United America this year. Come on out. The Pageant Cast will be there for United America 2012 in Austin, Texas in June. Would you like to be right here on the Pageant Cast? Lots of great ways to do it. The easiest is just grab your camcorder, grab your smartphone that records video, and record a quick ID and send it in to us here at the Pageant Cast. Send it to pageantcast@gmail.com. That's pageantcast@gmail.com. It could be WMV format, MP4, or AVI. Almost all those smartphones and all those camcorders belch it out in one of those formats. Send it to us. Make sure you tell us who you are and how you're associated with pageantry. If you're a title holder, tell us your title. If you're a director, tell us what pageant you're a director of. If you're a fan, tell us what your favorite pageants are. But make sure somewhere in there, to make it viable for this show, make sure you mention Pageant Cast. Like, hi, I'm so-and-so, you're watching the Pageant Cast. Do that and we'll try to get you right here on the Pageant Cast.
Now, let's enter the Pageant Cast News Desk.
And it's time for the Pageant Cast News Desk. We're going to keep it short and sweet for everybody tonight. I just want to remind everybody to go on out to pageantcast.com. That's pageantcast.com. And you can find our video discussing the Miss America pageant. You'll find all the in-depth information, including who all the top finalists were and the final order, as well as some photos that we have from the event that Miss America System was nice enough to provide us as well. Okay, now it's time for us to get back to our interview with Nikki Huber. She's Miss Earth Illinois 2011. Welcome back there, Nikki.
Hey.
It is so great to get to talk to you yet again. I finally got to see you compete a little bit at Miss Illinois USA this past winter. Well, this winter.
November.
Yeah. Only a few months ago, and you were absolutely fabulous. It was great to see you out there. Absolutely a wonderful experience. I'd like to thank Bev for making it possible for me to be out there. Now, Nikki, I believe you have some sponsors that have helped you out as well, correct?
I have. Especially at the national level, that the sponsor that we're going to send me to, Miss Earth, I worked very closely with a salon in Barrington called Fleur-de-Lis Salon. And they went out of their way to actually find me an eco-friendly hair extension company called Thicken It Hair Extensions. And it's 100% human hair, but all of the adhesive is actually organic. So it's, you know, no mess, no fuss, and eco-friendly, which is all about Miss Earth because it's beauties for a cause.
Right.
And the wonderful Dan DeVerney was my headshot sponsor for Miss Earth Illinois, and Vicki, hold on, let me make sure I get the last name right. I always pronounce it wrong. Vicki Misakura was my makeup artist and hairstylist for those shots. So she was wonderful, and my makeup for interview at Miss London USA, I could not have asked for anybody better. My friend Krissa from Charismatic Makeup did my makeup for Miss Lona USA, and it was wonderful. I never felt more confident for interview than when she did my makeup. I did not have to worry about a thing. She took care of all of it.
Well, and it was interesting. You mentioned Dan DeVerney. I have his calling card. He's got like a folder, a portfolio,
yeah.
And I thought I saw you in there someplace, and now I know.
I love Dan. He is amazing to work with, from girls who have no experience to girls who have agents and have been modeling for years. He's wonderful to work with, and he'll definitely help you find your inner beauty and make it original to who you are. He lets you stay true to who you are no matter what type of photo shoot it is, whether it's editorial, fashion, pageants, no matter what. Dan is amazing.
Now, I do have to ask you, Nikki, I, of course, follow you on Facebook. And
yeah.
What has been going on this past week? I see James Earl Jones, the voice of Darth Vader. I see the guy that wrote the Muppets this year.
Jason Segel. He was my boyfriend for 8 hours, okay?
Okay? Really?
Okay, Tim.
Okay.
No, I wish. He was very witty. I actually was the host/model for the Chicago Film Critics Association. It was, I believe, the 26th annual show, as well as the first annual Chicago Comedy Awards.
Okay.
And Jason Segel was honored. He was very down to earth, such a real humble person to meet, especially for somebody who's so young, who's been catapulted to, you know, comedic stardom in the last year.
Oh, sure.
James Earl Jones, such a gentleman. I actually made a joke on stage about his trophy. He said in his voice, "I believe, madam, you have an object for me." And I slowly walk over, and they said, "Feel free to use your Second City training." So use some jokes. And
okay.
I said, "Mr. Jones, I'm not sure if you mean myself or the award." And he says, "My dear, you are never an object." And he was just such a gentleman. I thought to myself, oh, goodness, I hope I didn't insult him. But he was right on it. He was right on beat with the jokes.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Well, Dennis Farina. Who?
Dennis Farina was there. George Lucas was there.
Oh, wow.
Terrence Howard, Cuba Gooding Jr. You know, it was definitely a highlight of my career as far as hosting is concerned so far.
Yeah.
It was definitely a highlight. And it was a very humbling experience because all of these stars are household names.
Yeah.
And each one of them was so real and so individual. Nobody fit into the Hollywood stereotype. They were all very down to earth, very Chicago, especially Dennis Farina being from Chicago.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness, he loves this city. He loves Chicago so much. He is a Chicagoan through and through. He just hates the cold.
Yeah, well, I remember when he came out with Crime Story, which was the TV show that really broke him. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching that show every single week. And then when he went on to make Midnight Run, which I think is one of the funniest movies ever, I just was a total fan. And it's so cool you get to meet those folks. Now, you're a true Chicagoan. The next time I come out to Chicago, give me some hints. Where's some places that I should visit in Chicago?
Well, if it's summer, well, even in the winter, absolutely, Navy Pier.
Okay.
Summertime, you can go on the Ferris wheel, have a great time. Winter, you can check out the lights. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something on a budget, Lincoln Park.
Okay.
And they also do a lot of street theater near that area, so you can see a lot of local artists and no one to be afraid of, no one asking for change. There are a lot of artists actually from Columbia College. A lot of students go out and they practice their monologues or their songs. And you absolutely have to stop at Second City in Piper's Alley in Old Town. I'm not just saying that because I was a student there and I'm a conservatory graduate. It's probably one of the most inexpensive and fun things you can do is go to Second City and watch the young talent. You know, you can kind of treat it like a pageant. Who are your top five that you think will eventually make it to Hollywood or be on SNL? So you see a lot of rising stars in the theater community there. And definitely good place to eat. You have to go to Gibson's.
Gibson's? Now, where's Gibson's?
I've been to the one in Rosemont. I haven't been to the one downtown, so I can't give you an exact address. But some of the best steak you'll have.
Oh, okay. It's a steak joint. Yeah, I always go to Gino's East.
Don't go if you're on a diet.
Have you seen me, sweetie? That's not a problem.
You're happy guy.
I always hit Gino's East whenever I can when I get down there. I love that pizza.
I am so happy they're staying around because they were having bankruptcy issues and now staying. So we've got to keep them going in Chicago. So everybody in Chicago, go to Gino's East.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so much fun. Now, Nikki, how do you keep up to date with everything that's going on in pageants? Are there some websites, some publications that you follow?
I check out the message boards as much as we all shouldn't, because there's some gossip on there.
Yeah.
But it's up to you to filter through what you think is legitimate and what you think is gossip.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also make sure that I TiVo or DVR a lot of the pageants that are on the air that I don't get to see if I'm at work or I'm doing a project. And then I will make sure I Google everything that's going on, whether it's Miss Intercontinental, Miss World, any of the pageants that obviously aren't televised in our area. I'll make sure that I Google them and I webcam and watch them when they're streaming live.
Now, what?
I had a few friends do Miss Intercontinental.
Oh, really?
Awesome to watch them. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, what do you think the future of pageants are in this country?
Of pageants in this country?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I hope they stick around. I really do, because without them, I don't think I would have a sense of who I am fully if I had never participated in pageants.
Okay.
Unfortunately, they are very misconstrued with shows like Toddlers and Tiaras. They obviously show the dramatic side of it. They like to ostracize things a little bit.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
But what people don't realize is a lot of the girls who want to be doing it truly want to be doing it. They walk into, you know, Limited to or any of the little girl stores in the mall, and these little girls know what they want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the girls who absolutely, they should be competing. It gives them a goal. It gives them something to strive for. And it gives them a positive outlet for their energy. So I really hope that pageants stick around, because they definitely helped me become an articulate, well-rounded woman and helped me realize where I want to go in life and set goals for myself, because during the off-season, you need to find something to motivate you, because you may not be training for Miss Illinois USA in June as the pageants in November. So it definitely gives you goals for your life and helps you put yourself on a higher pedestal and helps your self-confidence. So I really hope pageants stick around. Absolutely.
Wow. I had a few other questions, but we're out of time. And
frankly,
I can't see us topping that. But don't worry. I'm going to keep these questions for when you visit me, Nikki, okay?
You better.
Okay, absolutely. Well, that's our interview tonight with Nikki Huber. She is our Miss Earth Illinois 2011. So glad that you could join us this evening, Nikki. And that's it for tonight's program, the Pageant Cast. Hope you join us again next week when we have another live program here with the Pageant Cast, and we'll have another great guest here on the show. Now, remember, you can join us every Monday. We're Monday nights, 9:15 Eastern, 8:15 Central, 7:15 Mountain, and 6:15 in Pacific. So we hope all of you join us again next week, but we're off the air until then. Tiara Dreams, everybody. And we'll see you next time.